I think it's absolutely fantastic news, Greg. And I would like, I suppose, to compliment Donegal County Council and the work that they've been doing. And it's been led through, I suppose, Damien McDermott in the National Roads Office and Áine McHugh. So it's fantastic news. And I suppose within the context of the Northern and Western Regional Assembly, where I come from, is looking at it from a very strategic perspective, not just the fact that I'm from here. But my work is to look at it from the perspective of the Northern Western Region, which is Connacht, Ulster counties, the three Ulster here in the Republic. And the remit of the Regional Assembly is really we're between the central government and, if you want, the local government, so Donegal County Council in this respect. And the type of work that we look at is we're trying to develop, I suppose, better places, enhance the competitiveness of this region. And we do try to act as a collaborative platform for all the various agencies. So our role is looking essentially at the regional development potential of the area, trying to have better policy. So we're aligning the national planning framework with the regional needs in this area.
But you could say, I suppose, Dennis, that the historical underinvestment in the Northwest means that even if the A5 and the 10T projects were all finished tomorrow, we're only really coming up to a level the rest of the country is already at, if you know what I mean, which would be fantastic. I'm not being negative, don't get me wrong, but we need much more positive discrimination, I think.
Oh, absolutely, Greg, and this is where I'm coming to. If you look at the policy that we have in the regional spatial and economic strategy, we have identified our infrastructural deficits. We've called them out. We've identified that we have a deficiency in our infrastructure. When you look at the actual metrics at a European level, it's already showing this up. I mean, when you look at what it is we're trying to do, the key reason that businesses come to this region is going to be, have you got compact urban centres? Have you got connectivity? Are you growing your third level infrastructures? When you look at the EU metrics, you see that we are actually very seriously deficient in our connectivity.
And going backwards, actually.
And we have called that out as, and we're advocating very strongly for the infrastructure improvements for high quality roads. That's the 10T, the Donegal 10T, it's the A5, it's the N2, also on the rail infrastructure. And I know that there's a draft rail policy out there. And I mean, the Northern Western Regional Assembly have said that we do have concerns in relation to that. Because, yes, it's fantastic that it is looking at linking the Letterkenny and Derry and on down to Dublin. But what about the Western Seaboard? I mean, the people here in Donegal, we do need access to all the other urban centres of scale. The critical issue for the Northern Western region is our urban centres of scale, that we don't have them. We need to build the Letterkenny.
But Dennis, like, the reality is we've seen the CSO predict our population edging towards 7 million. Or perhaps even beyond that in the course of 30-odd years. The bottom line is when we talk about a country being full, and this is not the migration conversation, it's often about services and capacity, right? I mean, really, governments should be putting in 20, 30-year plans, because you can't build houses without access to proper water. You can't build factories and what have you without proper access to electricity. You can't develop really without proper road and rail infrastructure. So, like, any government really who looks at the CSO statistics and wonders where everyone's going to go, like, it's actually essential. This is not necessarily even about what we deserve right now. It's what would be required for this country's growth into the future. And I think that's the strongest argument for a major investment in power, water, road and rail and whatever else I might have forgotten.
Yeah, and I suppose, Greg, you're actually reiterating the call of the Northern Western Regional Assembly to a large extent in that we know the plan. We think the National Planning Framework is good. The basics of it is good. But it's the implementation of the National Planning Framework is what we're calling out. And we're saying we need positive discrimination. We need to be levelling up effectively on the investment, the legacy of underinvestment in this region. And we have identified what we would call core strategic development proposals that really do need to be developed in order to realise the huge potential that we have in this region. I mean, when you look at the at a national level, they do focus on the five cities. And I think they need to be looking at it from the all-island perspective. Mm. We have the North West City region, the Letterkenny, Derry, Strabane, and that's a huge agglomeration, as we call it in economic terms. That has huge potential for the Donegal area. We have our offshore potential in the renewable energies. We have the largest fishing harbour in the country. So we need to be connecting up these in an integrated way. And that's what the National Planning Framework actually says. It says that we need to put we need to build these urban centres of scale. We need to put the infrastructure in them. Mm-hmm. But where's the plan, Dennis?
You were just going on to that, sorry. It's just that where is the plan? Who's actually going to make this happen? Like, with respect to those involved, they can't really get a traffic plan across the line in Dublin. You know, whatever was there now has been watered down into a drip of what it was previously. It just concerns me that if you can't get what seemingly is relatively simple situation in Dublin resolved, and we're talking and we're talking and we're talking, and it's great the 10-2's moved to planning, but where is the plan for delivery? Where is the reality of, where is the targets? You know, we do everything in this country in 5-year cycles. You know, where's the actual 30-year plan? Like, that's ridiculous notion that there'd be a million electric cars on the road by 2030. Like, who signed off on saying that might actually happen? You know, so there's a lot of things that sort of might make people question their faith in how this is all going to happen.
Yeah, and I suppose that's why we were calling, as an assembly, we had suggested there should be a Minister for Regional Development. Now, whatever you call it, doesn't really matter, but we have called that out because when we see the investment that's going on in the country, I'm not saying that one individual department isn't doing the right thing in spending their money, but they need to be looking at where the impact is, because the impact has been that we've been underinvested in this region and there's serious gaps, and those gaps are increasing. Interestingly, I seen at the McGill summer there, the Taoiseach made reference to seemingly thinking along those lines as well. And we did meet the former Taoiseach in Monaghan. We spent a full half day with him, and we advocated very strongly for infrastructure in the Northwest. And I do feel he got it. Now, it's like everything, you have to keep moving on these. Mm-hmm. It's a moving target, but we need to ensure that everybody in the region is actually saying the same thing.
Well, that's it, because I'm looking at that map over your right shoulder as I see it, right? And Derry and Tyrone on in there, unless I'm missing it. So we've got Donegal County Council with Derry, this sort of northwest city status, right? Then you've got your organisation there that seems to focus on counties in the Republic. I just wonder, really, are we all on the same page? And
we don't actually, the Northern Western Region Assembly, when you look at the region spatial and economic strategy, we do acknowledge that we have an administrative functional area. But in the strategy, we actually say we don't really recognise borders like that.
Well, the map over your right shoulder does. I'd work on that for a start.
Yeah, well, I think if you look at the recent spatial and economic strategy, you'll actually see the map that shows, for example, in the Donegal, we showed that it's the catchment where it's a flow into Derry, where it's a flow into Tyrone. Then when you come round to the Cavan Monaghan area, we're talking the catchment that flows into the north. So we don't actually. And then when you look at down in the Galway area, we actually recognise that the catchment is bigger than
I guess
that.
You're okay.
We try to say, look at the catchment, you have to talk with people and their communities, but, and not the administrative boundaries.
Yeah, I get you, of course. And I just wonder, Dennis, and this is not a commentary on who's in government or whether there's a border poll or isn't a border poll, but in reality, when we're talking about planning perhaps so far in front of us now, we really need to be looking at it. Of course, we can have a regional focus, but I think we need to be looking at what a future 32 county Ireland might look like in terms of, you know, planning for the future, our infrastructure, like will a connection, stronger connection between one area and another be more important in a 32 context than do you get where I'm coming from? Like,
because, as I say, that's
10, 20, 30 years down the line. But I think if we're planning, we probably have to factor that in if we're not already.
We do, Greg. I suppose I have to be sensitive in those spaces. And what I think I've said really is we look about people and their catchments and their communities. And we do see it that it should be within the all island context.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's why we put so much emphasis on the Northwest City region. We don't have, obviously, any jurisdiction outside the 26 counties, but we do have to recognise that we're talking about people and communities, and our community up in the border area is totally, you know, it doesn't recognise the border, really.
Of course, I get what you're
saying. And that's why it's so important that we do that. And in fairness, I think government is in that space, Greg, as well. There's political sensitivities and all of that. But that's why I suppose you have the North-South grouping and you have the whole work that Donegal and Derry is doing together and has been consistently doing now for, this last 10, 15 years, which I'd say they always were.
Brilliant.
But that is exactly, you're exactly reflecting our feeling. Our feeling really is we need to recognise the gaps in the investment that is coming to the northern and western region.
Mm-hmm.
We need to acknowledge that there are communities that are cross boundary, and we need to recognise the huge importance of the northwest city of Letterkenny, Derry, Strabane, and we need to be providing the infrastructure that links the likes of the northwest city region with Galway, with Dublin, with Belfast. So we do need the TEN-T. It is moving forward. It is fantastic to hear that. I think it's really positive news. The A5 obviously is another additional factor in that, and also the connection over to Belfast.
Yeah.
These are critical for us. We're not talking politics here.
But,
we're talking about infrastructure and links of this part of the country.
The TEN-T. I mean, this is why I get cynical. Sorry, Dennis, but so the 10T from Letterkenny to the border, effectively. I mean, surely if we were serious about this, those plans, when we're going through the planning or compulsory purchase or whatever it might be, should provide for enough space for at least a single carriage railway. Like if we were serious about it. So now's the time. It's probably too late now. But surely if we're serious about ever connecting Letterkenny to Derry, now is the time that when we're building a big road from Letterkenny to the border, that we make sure that there is included in the planning is the space and for the provision of a rail to run alongside that road into the future. And in the absence of that, I just don't think we're serious.
I don't disagree with you on that kind of an idea, but I suppose the focus really is in trying to get this one over the line. We've spent decades now trying to plan for this. As you will know, coming up through the gap, we've had the whole issue of Belfast and all the bypass, and I would have been involved in that in my past life, having been 25 years with Donegal County Council. And do you know what? It's Here I am, and we see another proposal on the table, but it is a hugely exciting proposal in fairness for the Northwest.
All right, Dennis,
it's something I hope that everybody will get behind.
Yeah, we're fully behind it, don't get me wrong. Yeah. All right, listen, Dennis, thank you very much for your time. Take care of yourself. All right, and you can check out Northwest Regional Assembly. That's Dennis Kelly, the chair of it. You can check out more on that if you're interested in it. And sorry for sounding cynical, it's not my intention.